Good afternoon and welcome to everybody. We are here to show you and comment the first 9 months 2008 Piaggio Group financial results. I'm Simone Montanari, Piaggio Group Strategic Planning and Analyst Contact for Investor Relations, and I'm here with Mr. Michele Pallottini, Piaggio Group Financial General Manager, who will comment the results. After this, we will be available together with Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group CEO, and Daniele Bandiera, Piaggio Group General Manager Operation, for a Q&A session. Please welcome Michele Pallottini.
Okay. Good afternoon and good morning. Welcome to everybody. I remind you that our presentation is available on our website. We believe that the results we are going to show today are confirming that the course we are holding is the right one, considering the critical scenario of the financial markets and the macroeconomic situation. I wish to summarize and remind you of the main points of our strategy. Firstly, we want to preserve the value of the market, so we never considered lowering the price just to defend market share, sacrificing our margins. And secondly, the diversification of our product portfolio and geographic footprint allows us to keep a lower risk level, having the opportunity to recover a possible low performance from a single business or geographic area, with an upside opportunity coming from another market, as we will see further on. Thirdly, the strong focus on this industrial efficiency allowed us to reduce the average industrial cost per unit and to have a little but significant growth of the group gross margin from 30.1% to 30.3%. And finally, the management of the financial structure and the preserving of its solidity can be considered at the moment as one of our most valuable assets, allowing our efforts to be fully focused on the commercial and industrial issues. Now, we can start directly from the second slide of our presentation that shows the main highlights in the five little charts. Our consolidated P&L as of September 2008 shows a total level of revenues of €1,289.3 million, with a 5.9% decrease over last year. The difference in the exchange rates accounted for about €34 million, so that the change in revenues would have been minus 3.4% at the same rate. The EBITDA was €179.4 million, 10.5% less than last year, with an EBITDA margin of 13.9% versus 14.6% in 2007. The EBIT margin was 8.5% versus 10.1% of previous year, accounting for a total level of €110.1 million, 20.3% less over last year. The income before tax was €83.8 million, about 27% less over last year. And as we already mentioned in the first half financial results conference call, the current year expected tax rate is 26% versus 42% of last year, because of Moto Guzzi company's losses carried forward, which will be available after the ongoing process of merging. Consequently, the net income was €62 million, €4.4 million less than last year. That means a 6.6% reduction. The debt level was €327.4 million, 68 million higher over September last year, after having paid 63.9 million worth by cash rather than by shares, and after the buyback of shares for 19 million in the past rolling 12 months, and finally after the 23.5 million dividends payment. Let's go on. In the next slide, we can see the net sales trend by geographic area. European sales were affected by the decrease in the two-wheels market that registered in the first 9 months a 4.6% reduction cumulatively for scooter and motorcycle. The scooter segment reduction in particular was 2.3%. The total level of sales was 972.5 million euros, representing 75.4% of the total revenues, with a 10.3% decrease over last year, when they accounted for the 79.1% over last total revenues. The major differences were in Spain, minus 33%, France and UK, minus 15%, having on the opposite side some positive performances like Germany, for example, which had a plus 6%. The extra-European sales accounted for 316.8 million euros with a contribution to total sales that grew from the 20.9% in the last year up to 24.6% in 2008, with a total increase by almost 11%, which would have been 22% at the same exchange rate. More in detail, looking at the different regions, Indian sales were 189.2 million euros, with a 15 million increase, that means 8.6% more over last year. Without changing the exchange rate, such increase would have been 22%, that is 39 million more. The overall light commercial vehicle Indian market was approximately stable, with an internal negative trend for the three-wheel market and a positive trend for the four-wheel one. Our four-wheel monthly sales reached recently the 1,000 units per month. The American sales were 78 million euros, with an almost 22% increase, that means 14 million. Also in this case, at the same exchange rate of 2007, the change would have been significantly higher, 8 million US more, that means plus 34%. The Asia-Pacific sales showed a slowdown in the third quarter after a positive first half. As a result, sales were slightly down to 35.7 million euros, 1.4 million less, that means minus 3.6%. completely due to the exchange rate. The following slide shows the net sales in terms of business segments and brands. Scooter sales were about 668 million, with a 7% decrease, with a slight reduction in terms of total revenues contribution from 52.4% to 51.8%. The best performances in terms of growth came from the brand Derby, plus 28%, Gilera, plus 24%, and Vespa, plus 5%. The global average price had an increase by 1.6%. The motorcycle sales were lower by almost 11%, that means 22.6 million less than previous year, mainly coming from Gucci brand. The light commercial vehicles revenues reached 272.2 million euros with a 6.5% increase, with a contribution to total sales that grew from the 18.7% in the last year to 21.1% in 2008. In addition to Indian sales, also European sales registered a 2.6% increase. The spare parts sales were 146.7 million euros with a 3.7 million decrease, with a slight growth in terms of percentage over total sales from 11% to 11.4%. Other revenues were 18.1 million with a 21 million decrease, almost entirely due to the decreased volumes of the BMW contract. In terms of brands, Piaggio sales registered a 2% lower level over previous year, that means 18.8 million less. Aprilia was 23 million lower than 2007, that means minus 9% excluding the above mentioned BMW contract reduction for 18 million. Gucci sales had a 19 million decrease, out of which 15 million coming from the first half. The next slide shows the trend of sales in terms of volumes. The overall units sold were 537.9 thousand units, decreasing by 5.5%. the scooter units sold decreased to 342,700, that means minus 8.4%, with a growth for Vespa, almost 4,000 units more, and Derby. In terms of displacement, the 50cc scooters accounted for 45.3%, 0.2% more than 07 units mix. Motorcycle units sold were 53,200, 5,300 less than previous year, that means minus 9.1%. Such a decrease was mainly coming from the low displacement Derby motorcycles, which accounted minus 2,000 units less, and from Moto Guzzi, which sold 2,400 units less, having a total number of 5,800 units sold. The light commercial vehicles had an 8.6% increase, up to about 140,000 units, that means plus 11,100 units more over last year. Indian sales grew by 10%, up to 125,200 units, with 4.8 three-wheeler units more and 6,600 four-wheeler units increase. European sales were almost stable, about 300 units less than 07. EBITDA evolution. Now, going on the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution, which was 21 million less than previous year, at 179.4 million euros. Such a decrease includes a reduction for the gross margin by 22.2 million in absolute terms. I remind you that the industrial profitability decreased by 0.2%. The main components of this 22,000 million reduction are the following. About 25 million coming from the lower level of sales in a matter of volumes. Secondly, about 11 million is the negative net impact, that means revenues less cost of goods sold, coming from the different exchange rate. So 11 million for the exchange rate. Now we see the positive components, 12 million positive impact from the increased level of low-cost countries sourcing. And finally, 2 million has a small but significant positive impact coming from the reduction of production costs, including raw materials, energy, and labor. The low-cost countries, in particular, the low-cost country supplies accounted for 19.5% of the total supplying, with a 2.8% increase over last year, excluding Indian operations and vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese JV, that accounted for a total value of 52.3 million euros, corresponding to 54,000 vehicles and 69,000 engines delivered. The operating expenses were 6 million higher than last year, including a 7 million increase in R&D amortization, so that the cash OPEX were slightly lower than last year. The next slide shows now the net income evolution. It was 62 million after the first 9 months of the current year, accounting for 4.8% on total sales, which is the same level as in previous year, with a reduction of 4.4 million. The reduction came from the following components: 28.1 million EBITDA reduction, that includes the EBITDA change, plus a 7.2 million increase in amortization, entirely due to the R&D projects, referred to new products that are amortized in a three-year period. Then the financial expenses that were 2.6 million higher than last year and accounted for 2% of our total sales. And finally, at the tax level, it may be useful to repeat what we told in the last conference call following the first half financial results. That is, that we are forecasting a 2008 tax rate of 26%, which is substantially lower than 42% of the last year. And the lower tax rate results from the one-off benefit due to the forecasted accrual as the IRS guidelines of the tax asset, mostly relevant to motor goods tax losses carried forward, which will be available against the future profits considering the above-mentioned amalgamation of the company into Piaggio. As a result, the tax impact was 26.3 million lower than previous year. It is worth to be mentioned that the efforts that will be reversed in the future years when the losses will be offset, determining a higher tax rate. At the balance sheet level, in the next slide, we can see a net invested capital in line with the previous year, with a debt-to-equity ratio that increased from 54% of last year to 77% in 2008, with a 23% growth, which is exactly due to the cash payment of warrants to banks rather than by shares. Of course, also the buyback impact must be considered. It is about a 6% impact. In order to better understand the financial evolution in the first 9 months, so we can go forward to the next slide. The cash absorption in the first 9 months was 57.6 million euros, including the 63.9 million payment for warrant, and leads to a net financial position of 327.4 million. The main components of the global cash flow are the following. First, operating cash flow coming from the P&L that we analyzed before, that generated 114.8 million. The working capital that increased by 9.5 million, which is a normal evolution, not impacted by extraordinary issues, as it was last year, with the benefit coming from the recovery of about 30 million exposure for a fiscal credit. In particular, all the drivers of the working capital are in line with last year once, just with a 10% growth for the stock turnover, which is fully manageable in the next months. The capital expenditure was 58.8 million at the same level of the previous year and includes the spending for the new plant in Vietnam and the diesel engine project in India. And finally, the 23.5 million dividend payment and 19.2 million for shares buyback, mostly concentrated in the third quarter, that contributed to the above mentioned 57.6 million global cash outflow. We have finished our presentation. Thank you for your kind attention. We are ready for your questions.
Hello. Yeah, it's Colanino speaking. Before to go on the question, I like to underline what is our strategy, what is the outgoing of this year in relation with the strategy. As I told you on the comments of the first 6 months, our target for this year was to maintain liquidity and to maintain the level of price. On this line, we are concentrated due to the high impact of the raw material price during of the first 6 months to keep high level of productivity in order to be able to absorb the price increase of the raw material of the last 9 months. The result of this 3 point was achieved in terms that, from the financial point of view, as you note, we pay some debt, and by the way, we make some cash, we keep the positive cash flow, and we are in the position now to look on the future without to have a negative impact on our liquidity level. We don't need any bank borrowing, and we don't need anything to protect our customer and our market. The second is we have achieved the productivity in a way that we absorb all the raw material cost increase. In fact, as you note, On the 9 months, our industrial margin increased by 3.01 to 3.03, and this is a significant result because it's better than last year, and means that we have now a very, let's say, favorable time in the future, because at this time the price of raw materials dramatically going down, starting from the steel and also from chemical products, rubber and so on, and painting and electrical parts and so on. So we said that in this moment we are in the position to look next year in a very optimistic way, if you want. This is also because next week we will open the new factory in Vietnam that was completely finished in advance of the timing, and we are ready to produce on the next January, and we are ready to introduce our products in the huge market as the Vietnamese market, where it sold about 2 million pieces a year. We are in a good position, in a good time also for the India developer project. We are ready there to produce the level of the two engines, diesel engine, 1 liter and 1.2 liter, is online with our scheduling. We are completed the building, we are completed the assembly line, we are completed all what is necessary to do in terms of availability of the engine, and we expected to be able to produce on the second half of the next year. We was able also to reorganize all the company, especially on the sales organization, especially in Europe and in Italy, and we are opening a new sales organization on Southeast Asia, Southeast and Austria and Australia. The results on the first 9 months are very good in India, where our sales go up again and our market shares go up again. And we are ready for the new products next year to be able to attack the market and the competitor. So I want to say to everybody that our position, the Piaggio position, in terms of product development, in terms of organization, in terms of liquidity, in terms of new project in the new market, is ready to start on the next year on the 100% performance and 100% of the completed project. Looking for the American market, as you remember last year, all people were very negative to this market. Today we say that this market is tremendously positive because it's going up on quantity, and the dollar now is the value of the dollar is go up on term of euro. So I want to say that our strategy is to maintain position in terms of product and price this year, to grow up in the productivity, to maintain liquidity, and to look in a very severe way also for the next quarter, our level of stock and our level of credit line. Our strategy in the next quarter is to keep in line the standard, to keep in line the level of our stock, not to increase with the credit line of the customer, and to maximize the sales, but not without to make any discount on price. We are confident that this year, anyway, will be positive, very positive, and will be in line with our expectation. Next year, I think that next year we open the next year in a very optimistic way, as I told you, because we are split our products, we are splitting on the different market, and the first result of this strategy is beginning to arrive in terms of pricing, in terms of results, in terms of sales, in terms of market share. If you look and you divided the world in three big markets, Europe, America, and Asia, our position is quite strong in the United States. It's very strong in Asia with a new organization that is completely and set up in people and machinery and products and organization. And in Europe, we have launched a new sales organization. We have employees the general director of sales and marketing for Europe on the last months, and so we are completed the product range line. We launched the new superbike on Aprilia. We launched a new Aprilia model on the high level of high sides of the engine, with the 1.2 on the new Mana and the new Shiver. We launched the new products at the Piaggio sites, and all the time to market of this product is in line with our expectation. So I want to say that next year for us represents another year where we expected the better results than this year, and more or less in line with our previous industrial plan. In terms of quality, in terms of organization of our purchasing strategy, today we buy 30% of our raw material on the Asian market. Our quality is improved in terms of level and the standard on either for the supplier products, also insider, and also the insider products. We expect that this will be improved next year, and so also for the quality level, I am expecting a positive result. In terms of restructuring, we are on the way to restructure Moto Guzzi completely. We now started with a new plant and a new layout to concentrate all the technical department and research on Aprilia sites for the two-wheeler, and in Piaggio site for scooter. One thing I think is very important, we are on the way to present two divisions of the, one is the two-wheeler, and the other one is three, four-wheeler. On three, four-wheeler sales, we expected this year about 400 million euro sales with a high performance and a high results. Next year, we expected that this division will grow up again with the offer of new products in line with the new expectation to reduce consumption and to reduce the pollution impact on due to the electrical products, due to the hybrid engine, and due to the gas engine that will be fitted on the new products of the three- and four-wheeler line. We expected to produce also in India a new model of three-wheeler, very cheap. The price will be around $1,200, and with a high performance, with a high return and profit. So I want to say that in terms of product line, in terms of organization, in terms of liquidity, and in terms of productivity, all the ratio is positive, and we expect that this will be improved next year.
Okay, thanks to everybody. We are now ready for the Q&A session. Please, to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I would have just one question. I understand that Piaggio is well on track with its product portfolio, with the sales reorganization and the rest. I was wondering, what do you believe could be the market, the European market, in terms of consumer demand in 2009? How do you see the market? Do you see it up or down? And in this context, do you believe Piaggio could further increase its top line, consolidated top line in 2009?
Okay, our budget for next year for scooter and the motorcycle, they consider this flat. But due to the new products on motorcycle, as I mentioned to you, we are moved from the low, from the small motorcycle with engine 125 and 250, we move to the high sides of the products, 1.2 engine, 1.0 and the superbike, and the high-performance motorcycle. As you know, we are already winning this year four world champion, we hire a new pilot, Mr. Biaggi, support the superbike motorcycle, where we expected in this kind of niche of the market to improve our market share. The second product of line where we expected to improve market share is the off the road. We have presented the new 450 Cross with a brilliant name, very successful, and a high performance and high quality level. Also in this line, we have completed the line of Cross and off-the-road products. We present also on the first quarter of next year the new hybrid three-road, three-wheeler scooter. Even in this, I expected that we'll be grow up on the way to achieve a better market share in this way. This is for Europe and Italy, generally speaking. Then go to India. India is a growing market again for the three-wheeler, very growing for the three-wheeler of at a cheap price, $1,200, where we have, as I say you before, very high performance. And then for the four-wheeler light commercial trucks, we have already achieved a good performance, a good quantity. We expect it to grow up again next year. But we expected a good result in Vietnam. As you know, Vietnam market is a 2 million products a year. We export a Vespa from Italy until now to Vietnam roughly at the price of $6,000 each. Where of this $6,000, about $3,000 is a cost of the duty and importation. To produce there, even the successful our products, we are able to reduce, to eliminate the cost of the duty, and we are able to offer to the market a very competitive price, this very top high-class products. We expected to be able to achieve at least 20,000 pieces a year with a big profitability, and this will be a very positive impact on the market. Coming to United States, we see United States market going up again, and the market share of Piaggio, Vespa, Piaggio three-wheeler with the Vespa, and now with the Aprilia, we expected that next year this market for Piaggio will grow up on double-digit way. So to summarize this vision, we expected flat market in Europe and Italy, and we expected to grow up on market share. Growing market in India, growing market for us. In India, we'll be in line with this expansion. In Vietnam, we expected a flat market, but we expected a new penetration at a very competitive price of this products that is very welcome for the market. United States, we expected the market is going up, and we expected also to grow up with our market share for Piaggio, Vespa, and Aprilia models.
Okay, thank you very much. Just another question. Have you defined a worst-case scenario? Because you are expecting a flat market for a two-wheel segment in Europe, but there could be also the case that the market is going down. So have you defined a worst-case scenario, and if yes, if you could give us some guidance in the worst case?
Okay, let's say worst case. We look in the worst case with this type of action. We want to arrive at the end of the year with a very low level of stock. So, probably we think that we have to reduce in some way the production from now to the end of the year, in order to be able to reduce the working capital and to start it with low investments in the stock. We expected that to be able to reduce the price cost of the raw material. Just to give you an example, the steel price is going down by 30% of the last months. So we expected to have a margin on the raw material sides to be able to cover the negative impact, if you want, to reduction on productivity production sites in order because we needed to produce less than this year. This is what we expected by in Europe, but you have to consider that in any way the new product line and the new market where we are beginning to compete and beginning to offer is next year in the scenario where Japanese, due to the revaluation of the yen, will be in some, going in the other way around now. They are obliged to look in the European market with a negative impact of the yen and the dollar currency. We expected that the trends of the next year will be difficult in January and February for Italy and Europe, ramp up on March, very good in India, very good in Vietnam, very good in the United States. The balance sheet of the negative and the positive, we expected that the worst scenario is the same situation in terms of quantity sales of this year. But on the other side, with different impact of the cost from raw material and different impact on the cost of finance, because, as you know, we are able to make a good cash flow, and we are in the way to control and to manage in a very conservative way our credit line to the customer. So let's say we don't see a worst scenario able to reduce the results of this year. The worst scenario for us is not to be able to grow up how we're thinking about.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good evening. Just a first question about the market. Maybe I missed the number. What was the market in Europe for scooter and motorcycle?
When? This year?
Yeah.
In the first nine months of this year, for the scooter market was 1,126,000.9 units, and it was 2.3% less over last year first nine months. And the motorcycle market in Europe registered a decrease by 8%, and it was 735,500 units.
Okay, and just another question about the inventory, because I saw that in H1 and also on this 9 months you have a level of inventory above the last year. Could you explain why you have higher volumes or also higher cost for components there?
We have measure our performance with the drivers, the inventory turnover. The driver at the end of September was about 10% higher than last year. It's not a great problem, I would say. But of course, we're considering it carefully. The first reason is due to the raw materials and components, as we are buying. Our supply chain is considering the low-cost countries, which of course have for which must be considered a considerable number of days for the supplying, and the slowdown of the market of the last month caused this higher level than expected of this kind of inventories. as Mr. Colaninno told you before, we are considering also slowdown of our production for the last weeks of the current year. And as finished product vehicles stock, there is no problem. I would say the only problem is the component at the moment.
Okay, and today at which percentage have you reached the LCC sourcing?
The sourcing from low-cost countries?
Yes.
Yes, I told it before, the exact figure, not considering the products that we buy from our Chinese joint venture, and of course not considering the Indian purchasing activity for itself, the level is, let me have a look just to be correct, 19.5%, and it increased by 2.8% over last year.
Okay. Just a final question. I've seen that Derby made in this quarter a very worse performance. It was down circa 20% in volumes or something like that, if I am not wrong. Why was my question?
Well, I mentioned to you before that we have completed the sales organization this year. Sales organization of Piaggio will be organized in such way, in this way. We have divided, as you, I mentioned to you, two-wheeler with the three- and four-wheeler division. On two-wheeler, we don't have any more brand organization, but we have a product organization. On the way that the sales organization now is entitled to sell all the brands, and the brands is Piaggio, Vespa, Aprilia, Guzzi, Gilera, and Derby. On the previous organization for brands, Derby was very weak in terms of products and in terms of impact on the market. The mix of their organization represented by some directly sales agents in Spain, for instance, and the importer in France, so it was very difficult to organize a strategy with a good impact for the customer. The second one, we try in the past to specialize the Derby for the small motorcycle. This was good in some way, but a negative in the other way. The market looking at Derby as a 125, 150 motorcycle market sector. We believe that to improve that in terms of a new engine and new model, we will be able to orient the Derby on the niche market of the young people that is between 16 and 18 years old, where they're looking at the 125 and the 150 and 50 as a product line interested to the market. We have to consider that the 50cc market this year declined very much. And this is due to the fact that the customer changed their orientation on this such product. Now, Derby was very strong on 15cc market, and Derby, for this kind of reason, plus the reason of organization this year, was not able to improve their market share as we want. For next year, we have a new sales organization, and we change the orientation of the products in line with the customer expectation, and we expected that Derby will give their contribution on next year in a positive way.
So it's not a question of Spain, that maybe you made the sell-in and then there was no sell-out because the Spanish market was very worse this year?
No. I agree with you. Part of the problems coming for Spain, not only for Derby, coming from all the problems. Spain this year is the worst market in Europe. But generally speaking, Derby was a good product also for Italy, a good product for France and Germany in particular, but we want to approach this through this new organization sales We want to approach the customer on European basis especially, and from South American country where Derby is very welcome, especially in Brazil, to look at the possibility to expand ourselves in such market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions, if I can. The first one is on the very good performance you had in the United States, where sales grew by 85% in the third quarter. What's which are the first indication on October's, and what kind of expectation do you have for sales in the U.S. in the fourth quarter? The second question is on Italy, because if I'm correct, registration in Italy were positive in the third quarter, but your sales were down 7%. Could you give us more indications on your trends in market share and prices in Italy? And the third question I have is on the guidance that you gave in your industrial plan, which for 2008 has net sales of 1.7 billion, which would imply a very strong fourth quarter, about plus 30% year on year. So which is the new target for sales in 2008? Thank you.
Okay, I want to confirm that the sales trend in the United States is positive also, in line with the trend of the whole year. Just to remind to you our trend in the year, due to the fact that the trend of the year of first quarter, second quarter, and the third quarter in relation to the first, second, and third quarter of last year. On the first quarter, our sales declined 7%. On the second quarter, our sales declined by 7%. On the third quarter, our sales declined by 5.9%. And in the total 9 months related to the last year, our sales dropped down by 5.9% in total. So we have improved. We have improved our sales going through quarter by quarter. For the next quarter, what we expected? We expected that October, due to the general situation, our sales will be more or less in line with our budget, in line with the last year sales, less 3 or 4%. Then we expected that from November and December, we have a lot of sales campaign that we are ready to launch. We have increased price by 2.5% in October that was totally absorbed from the customer. We're looking the more or less the strategy to improve our campaign to improve sell-out in order to be able to give the sell-in. So we don't want to increase our sell-in. We want to go through the improving to the campaign to improve the sell-out in order to be able to increase the sell-in. Naturally, we think that the new organization that was started on May, June of this year, beginning to give the first results, and we expected that October, November and December, despite with the trend of these 2 months that normally is slowing down related to the other months, to be in line with that. What we expected, you asked for the total sales of this year. As you see, the total sales for the first 9 months was, as I reported today, 1.289.3. We targeted our sales on 1.7. We expected to be able to achieve between 163-165 on the range of these two numbers. Depends naturally how is able and the trends of sales for in America and in Europe near to the Christmas time.
Okay, and thank you for the answer. And just one follow-up. You also had the target for EBITDA margin of 13.2%. Could you confirm that as well?
Well, as you see, the EBITDA margin on the first 9 months was 13.9 in relation for 13.9 to 14.6 last year. we see that we have a very good improve on raw material on this period of time. And we see also that we have an impact due to the price increase. We confirm that our EBIT target will be around the same range.
Thank you.
If there's one more question, it is the last one. Sorry for the time. No one?
Thank you.
Okay. I would like to thank you for attending this conference call. I remind you my name, Simone Montanari. I will be your new analyst contact for investor relations. You can find my contact details on Piaggio Group website. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.